Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, we were really getting into some deep astrology talk before we started, and then you were like, damn it, I used to just need to know, like, my sun, moon, and rising, and now I'm fucking going into the houses and the nodes and all this shit.
I'm not doing the nodes yet. That's too much, but I now feel like I do need to go into the houses, and that makes me a little nervous because it's like 12 of them. That's a lot.
Oh, my God. And then I was talking to a friend about astrology the other day, and they were like, you know, it used to be you could just, like, talk about it for 5 minutes and you were done, but now it's like hours later.
I feel like I can't tell you how many times at work we talk about needing like an in-house astrologer.
Wow, people think about this but for so your many, career path.
So many people, yeah, exactly. Like even just someone who comes in and visits like once a quarter or something and just gives like a quick, okay, based on all of the things that are going on here, here's what I'm seeing, here's what you should all be working towards. Or here are what the challenge is.
Is that not going to upset people with religious connections?
Well, it might. And I...
Isn't it a bit religiastic?
Oh, well, yeah, but it's Bay Area. I don't know. I'm sure it will never happen. It's fine. But I am the keeper of the birthday chart, and I have everyone's sun sign next to their name.
Oh, really good, Maysoon.
It's helpful for me. Even though Maysoon, I don't know anything about it, there's like...
Maysoon, yeah. Before we get into any more of our satanic rituals, I want to say a huge thank you to Jim Prosser and Anonymous.
Should we find out what their signs are?
Hey, if you all want to send us your chart, we'll really go deep into it.
We'll just have it as we need it as a reference point since you guys are being such amazing donors of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Supporters.
We'll figure out like what chart you need to actually support the incredible and... indispensable work that we're doing here at Congratulations.
You know, that could be really helpful for so many places, like so many organizations or projects to know like what person it takes to fund like a basically, I was going to call us a piece of trash project.
I agree with that.
But you know what I mean? Like something that literally is just like two talking their asses off for I mean it in the nicest way, Kate.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bleep that.
Oh, does that make you feel bad?
Maysoon, yeah, we're going to really give all the nonprofits a chart on who will part with their money for the most ridiculous projects imaginable.
Yes.
But thank you. Deep thank you and deep gratitude to our sustaining donors and all of our donors. If you want to donate to the show, go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. Okay, Maysoon, what have we done? We went on a beautiful nature walk.
Yeah, we went on a walk with, it's a
pointing respectfully.
A new project with Zoe Talaporis and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what is
Elizabeth
your last
Nicula.
Name?
Okay. Elizabeth Nicula. And although I never say it aloud, maybe it's Nicula.
Nicula. I think let's say it like that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, let's say it.
Oh, well, Elizabeth is like one of the most prolific voices for the Bay Area art world on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she wrote a bunch of stuff about, well, she wrote a very interesting piece for Open Space back when Open Space was still around.
Yeah.
Where she was pretty much like obsessed with this bird that lived near her house. And she took like thousands of pictures of him. And it's a whole thing. She's like got a lot of different weird projects going on, and she's a writer and like a digital artist and a regular artist. And
what's up with writers being obsessed with birds?
Like I don't know. I think
are you,
you
a,
know,
listeners?
I think,
if you're a writer and you're also obsessed with birds and or a specific bird, call in and tell us all about it.
So we went on that walk.
Yep. It was great. It's called, so their project is called Pointing Respectfully. And the idea is that I think they're probably going to, like, this one was they chose Glen Park to Twin Peaks, so in San Francisco. But I imagine that the walks will take place, you know, around the Bay Area. And then they'll eventually maybe invite other artists to lead walks with their specific interests. And it was great. It was pretty chill. We were just walking.
Did they say that?
I feel like I've heard just some talking. That I from Zoe that I think they might invite some other folks to like lead walks.
Do they want me to do one?
Probably. I'm sure they'd love for you to do one.
Where?
You have to decide that.
So I have to say it was a pretty white crowd.
Oh yeah. For sure.
silence.
I'm like, yep, sure was. I noticed that right off the bat as well. You know, whatever. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about that right this second.
Witness the whiteness.
Witness the whiteness. Anyhow, lots of people pointing at things. If you're like a hardcore naturalist who knows a lot about things, this is probably not the block for you. Don't you think? I feel like it would have been annoying for someone who like knows a lot of
things. Why? No.
No?
No. They could have told us what things were.
Yeah, but what if you want to know what things are, but you know too many things?
Well, then they need to get a life.
Kate, you pointed at a few things. I pointed at a few things. We did our part.
I loved pointing at things. It was great.
Yeah. It was sweet.
And we ended way above the city. It was just a beautiful
we saw the Farallon Islands from the top of Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
The Farallons
were a lot of detective work.
Poking out through the cloud layer. It was very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. There's a new online exhibition from NIAID. Check it out. Empty Kind of Full, organized by Tara Newfer. Check that out. Also, the DeRosa has some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a talk, save the date, on June 24th from 1:30 to 3:30. Ada Limon and the Napa Valley Youth Symphony are going to have a little something happening.
Mm. What's your take on youth projects?
They're good.
Okay.
You hate them? You hate the youth.
Sometimes I think I hate the youth. Is that so
Why
awful?
Do you hate the youth? They're so young.
I know. I don't hate them, but I kind of, there's part of me that sort of hates the sort of like, oh my God, isn't it so amazing? Of just like anything a youth does, it's amazing because they're just kids.
Oh my God, who's saying it's amazing?
No, everyone, anyone, anytime.
Everyone and anyone?
Yeah, I feel like there's like this whole like obsession with like, Pickles, stop. Pickles is rubbing her face on the microphone. I don't know what to do about that.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a whole sound effect. I don't know. I feel like we shouldn't record this because people are going to think I'm an actual asshole.
We have to record it, and now is your chance to try to win redemption.
No, I don't want to win redemption. That's just how I feel.
Oh, okay. So you're very open and blatant about your hatred of children.
I don't. It's not that I hate children. I just feel like it's weird when people are just like, oh my God,
look,
it's
here's what you're saying, Mason.
And it's
let
like,
me,
is it amazing or is it just a youth production and it's fine? They're doing the
let
best
me
they
see,
can.
Let me see if I understand what you're
I'm sure
what
you
you're
don't.
Getting at.
Hey, Pickles, stop it.
You are ready. You're sick of these kids getting a free pass based on their age. If they're going to be out here in their symphony or whatever they're doing, they better be bringing the virtuosic skills necessary to impressessary.
I mean, that, yes, yes.
We're not just going to say, oh, wow, great job, just because you're like
well,
seven.
Yeah, or don't bring okay. don't bring the virtuosic skills.
You better
skills.
Have the
That's
skills
fine.
Of an adult or better, a regular adult or better.
I don't know. I just feel like, do we have to be
no,
like,
how,
oh
I'm
my
ready
God,
to,
the children
I'm ready
are
to take
amazing. Can't they just be doing okay? What the hell? It's fine if they're not amazing yet.
I'm ready to take
Leave them
a
the
stand
fuck alone.
Children.
They're trying their
They've
best.
Been
it's fine.
By on charms.
I don't know.
For too long.
See, you really are making me sound like an asshole by
it's
even
It's time
saying
to
that.
End the reign of the children.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have felt that way for quite a while, though.
Maysoon, can
I
say
I think it's
one
because
thing.
I'm not a parent.
I want to say just one thing.
Will you say something that will make me feel better about my feelings about these things?
No, I think you're exactly right, and it's fine. Although, I wasn't aware that there were so many people saying how great children were.
I mean, I think everyone feels pressure to say it, so they do it. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone is as much
when?
Of a jerk
Who?
As me.
Like, there's a youth symphony thing at the DeRosa. We're not going to go to it.
I'm not fucking going to it. I honestly don't care. If they were playing on
the
sidewalk, I might walk by and like glance and be like, that's cute, and keep walking is the thing.
I know. So it's like no one's paying attention to the children. So why
is
there this tidal wave of support for mediocre children?
Look, I'm into... Oh, my God. I feel like all the parents are unsubscribing right this second.
No, they don't give a fuck.
They do. But they're like, oh, my God, Maysoon. I didn't know Maysoon and Kate were such assholes about children.
Well, Maysoon did some... Did you go to a children's event recently?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering where are you encountering creative children and you're like, wow, the praise for these shitty children
okay,
is out of
I can
control.
Tell you a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
okay,
so we live on fucking Valencia Street. Big fucking whoop. It's a goddamn nightmare half the time. Whatever. It's fine. We have Sunday streets because, okay, Valencia Street needs to be closed off so all the families can fucking take over Valencia Street, even though most of them fucking have their own backyards and park access to parks to go to. Whatever, fine. See, mm-hmm. I'm sounding like a total city asshole. It's fine. And so, you know, occasionally there's like Synergy, which is a private school, private children's school near right across the street from where I live. They have like a little booth for like, you know, the teen rock band. And I tell you, the crowds of people that show up for the teen rock band, I'm just like, what is wrong with you people?
Okay,
but they're all there because
now
it's like
we
the
know
cute
what's
kids.
Really going on.
What's really going on?
That you hate Synergy and the teen rock band.
Well, no, it's more just like, why is everyone gathered around the kids, right? It's like, I think because people think it's cute. Uh-huh. Look, it's kids doing adult things.
Yeah.
But every fucking kid starts
that way.
I mean,
I have
every,
to
like,
say
musician...
this is very anecdotal. I think that I, this, I...
That was an
I,
example.
I think your feelings about the children's rock band are 100% valid, and I'm 100% with you on it.
But
I do think that it is kind of a little... moment in time, and that overall I think children's creative output is widely ignored.
Well, okay. You're saying like I don't need to worry about it.
I'm just saying like if
or you're
you
saying
hadn't,
like I
if
should
you didn't live across
time.
The street from there and you weren't actively seeking out the creative works.
Oh my God. How are you going to edit this? This is a
the
nightmare.
The creative works of children, then I don't think you would ever encounter them, really.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Like, it just so happens that you live across from that spot.
Well, what's weird is that I'm equally very interested in finding a fucking High School Musical to go to. So explain that to me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm a fucking mess.
Well, maybe it's you got they got to be like 13 and over.
It's not an
they
age
have to
thing.
Be adolescents.
Well, these
and then all
the teen rock band, they're fucking attention. Teens. They're 13 and over.
Oh, right.
They're teen not like 5-year-olds. That would be really right. funny, actually.
Well, I don't know. Should we go to the Napa Valley Youth Symphony, actually? And
no,
give
can't we go to like
chance?
Isn't there like a musical theater high school in fucking Oakland? I don't want I want to go to
oh,
a public
yeah.
school production.
No, we don't want to go
fuck
to the fucking
private
symphony.
Schools. I can't stand it.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I don't know. Okay. I'm with you, Maysoon. I'm really glad
am
we
I
sorted
over the
this
top?
Out.
Oh my God. It's
no,
so...
I love it. I love it. I love when you get really impassioned.
I want to go to a private high school. I mean, a public high school production of some
right.
musical.
Yeah.
Just once. I've actually never been, but I hear people, maybe Berkeley High does it. Aren't we in?
Hang
didn't
on.
We talk
we
about this
have
recently?
To stop.
Didn't we decide look. This was actually the season for all the productions?
Yes.
Did we
spring musical.
Miss them?
Spring musical.
Spring musicals.
But I think we probably did miss
God
it.
Damn it.
Because it's getting to graduation.
Are you looking up Bay Area spring musicals?
Yeah.
Performing
do,
arts.
Do,
the
do.
Bay School of San Francisco. Mm. San Francisco Theater. No. Oh, come
we
on.
Just want Bay- some normal ass shit.
Mamma Mia.
So who's doing Mamma Mia?
Legally Blonde. Fuck, we missed them all. They were
no,
all in
what?
April. We're such jerks.
Wait, where are you seeing this?
Broadway World. I don't know. I think
Broadway
I'm,
World.
I think I'm looking.
Maysoon, that's not high school.
I don't think so. Upper High School, Upperman High School. But where is that? Is that even
I've
here?
Never
I think
heard
I'm
of
in another
my
state by
life.
Mistake.
That sounds like
oh, yeah.
lies.
I'm on like a website that's literally like all the states in there. Jekyll and
I'm
Hyde, Broadway, Diamond Bar High School, and Diamond Bar, California.
Everything.
Oh my
I'm
God. Little
the...
Shop of Horrors. If this hit. April is the month. We fucking missed it.
No, dude. I think I'm really figuring it out.
You're in town. What the hell is that?
You're in town. It's a famous musical.
Is it? I don't know it. Okay, great.
So, no high school is doing You're in
yeah,
town.
Boo. Then Evanston, Illinois, they're doing You're in town. I
what
found
the
High
fuck?
School Theater Student Center, and they list all of the high schools
but we need
all over
Bay
the country.
Area high schools, okay, man?
I know, man.
Spring dance production. The Performing Arts Dance Department at Oakland Tech. Have a dance production.
Oh my God, there was a spelling bee. Oh, cute. I love a spelling
well, this
bee.
Is just like regular dance.
See, what's
stuff.
Wrong
this
with me? Now I'm all like, oh, that's cute. Like, Like, I'm going to fucking go to the spelling bee.
Well, you know, Maysoon, I've always said that you contain multitudes.
Is that the Gemini?
Oh, God damn it. There was a play. There was a play at Oakland Tech, and we did miss it. It was in April.
Rude. See, I think we need to make a note.
Okay, guys, please help us. Remind us next year. Give us a call, 419-351-6606. Tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast or send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We all as a community need to remember next April that the most important thing that we can do at that time is go to every high school musical.
Okay, let's just start with one.
No, we're going to every one of them that we can.
Oh, my goodness. CMT, San Jose.
What's another school there?
Children's Musical Theater.
What's another high school? Okay, Maysoon, we got to get back on track
here.
Well,
this is part of us being on track.
Well, I wish we were on track, but I feel like we're not.
Okay, so do the, can we, one more question on this. Do they do musicals in the fall? Or they work up, they like work on one musical for the whole year and then present it in the spring at the end of the semester. Is that how
that
works?
Well, hey, they are having a drama, the Bearcat Drama Awards, which are part of San Mateo High School, are Sunday, May 14th at 5:30 p.m.
I wanted to go to an awards show.
Maysoon, it's sponsored by Amici's East Coast Pizzeria.
That means there will be pizza available.
I wish they would just tell us when the fuck any motherfucking musicals
are happening.
Why
don't we have this a Bay Area list? What's wrong with these people?
Oh, shit. Maysoon.
Yeah. Yes.
I figured it out.
Okay.
I fucking found a production. Okay. Sadly, it is not a musical.
Shoot.
They are performing at San Mateo High School. They are performing Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap.
Oh, I definitely want to go to that.
And that is April 13th through 16th.
I definitely wanted to go to that.
Oh, wait, April.
Yeah,
oh,
we fucked
God
it up.
Damn it, shit. I'm so sad now.
Oh, that would have been really cute.
Well, I'm just sad, and that's who I am and how I am.
You're doing great. Box office.
No, I'm doing bad.
Jesus Christ, I'm so blue all the time. And that's just how I feel. Always have, and I always.
Sorry, I'm doing bad now. I'm really going into sadness.
Don't go into a dark
hole. Maysoon, we have to get back on
track.
We're still
recording
the podcast. They're having
a
show. They're having a show over there. Oh, God.
And I'm not sure what the trouble was that started all of this.
Here's one. How about we could go to the film, media and film department for media night at the Ruth Asawa School of the Arts.
No, we can't do all that. At Rena Branston Gallery over there at Minnesota Street, they got
a show
called
Photo Cubismo. Don't you want to see
student films?
You have no interest in student films?
Maysoon, we got to move on or I'm going to start crying.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
It's
Vic Muniz. It's an exhibition of recent work. I'm just kidding, Maysoon. Do you want to say more about
the
No,
it's okay. I did hear your voice kind of crack in a weird way that I was wondering about that. So let's just keep moving on.
I am at a, as we were talking about before the show started, I am definitely at a low point mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally.
Do you need someone to come over and stay with you?
No, it's, I mean, Katie, research assistant Katie Kondo is out of town, and I do think that impacts me. But Maysoon was asking if we're codependent, and our research assistant Katie Kondo is in codependence recovery. I just don't have the same will to take care of myself.
When she's away. Okay.
Okay, Kala. They have their annual art auction. Tickets are on sale. And that is going to be taking place May 13th from 6 to 9. Get your tickets while you can. What are you trying to say, Maysoon? It's codependent when you're trying to take care of the other person. The other person can have all kinds of problems. They could be depressed. They could be an alcoholic. They could be a weirdo.
It's codependent when you are trying to take care of the other person. I thought that would...
Codependent is the one who wants to rescue. See,
Okay.
Al-Anon is like a support group for codependent people. And it started as a support group for the wives of alcoholics.
Mm.
And that's the codependent part of the relationship is the one who takes care of the other one who doesn't have their shit together.
Terrible.
Hey, Maysoon, there's an opening coming up at Slash that I'm very excited for.
Okay.
It's called Weep to Water the Trees. What do you say to that?
Man, that reminds me of like the, remember Naz's show, Something Something, what, the walk, Under the Walk Walk Tree?
Under the Walk Walk Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all about trees. And they had another tree related show before that.
Oh, interesting.
That was curated by Juana Berrio.
Hmm. I wonder if they're like,
they're really going full
when they work with their guest curators. They're like, you need to have tree
yes to
in your title.
Yep. If you're pitching a show to Slash, make sure you got trees represented somewhere.
Yeah, they'll probably take it on.
But let's go ahead and say who's in the show. It's Megan Bent, Dion Lee, Matt Morris, Ricardo Partida, and friend of the show, Jay Rivera Panza.
Aw, yeah, cool.
Curated by A. Preston Mint.
Oh, okay.
So get over there. It has, the opening reception is Saturday, May 13th from 4 to 6, so that's plenty of time to get over
there. That's this coming Saturday, listeners.
Uh-huh. And then it will be up until August 19th, so you have loads and loads and loads of time.
Okay, cool.
They have put as a little entryway into the show, they have a quote here from Clarice Lispector, and I will read it to you now. From the black and broken earth, tiny beings of pure light emerge one by one, gentle as the breath of a sleeping child, barely treading the earth with their transparent feet. Lavender colors hover in space like butterflies. Slender flutes extend toward the heavens, and fragile melodies burst in the air like bubbles. The rosy shapes keep sprouting from the wounded earth. Sounds like fairies and shit.
Jeez, I don't even know where I got lost in there. I did.
I love it, Maysoon.
Clarice.
Okay, Maysoon, do you want to cast any other diagnoses at me?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm open for it.
No, you're not, and I don't want you to.
I'm always open for it. I took a narcissistic personality disorder test, and I have to tell you, I only scored a 6 out of 40. The average for a U.S. adult is 15, so my narcissism is pretty in check.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Are you surprised because you thought I was the most narcissistic person alive?
I don't necessarily think you're narcissistic. I'm just surprised that you scored so low from, like, the average American. Like,
do you want to take the test?
Kind of.
Okay, I'll send you the test. And I'll put a link in the underworld for all those out there wanting to do some kind of self-assessment.
Did you answer honestly?
I always answer honestly.
Because sometimes, you know what it's about and you don't want to be narcissistic.
No,
so you try
I
your
only want
not
the
to answer.
Truth. When I do a self-assessment, all I'm looking for is the truth. Mm-hmm. Because if I score bad, I can just not tell anyone.
Or you can just know that about yourself also, which can be helpful.
Yeah, but I don't want to have narcissistic personality disorder. That's a bad one.
Do you think I have narcissistic personality disorder?
Definitely not.
Shit.
Not at all.
I'm scared now.
No way, Maysoon. I don't think you're very narcissistic at all.
Okay. Now I'm severely worried.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'll get that assessment over to you ASAP.
Send it to me so I can know, and I just need to find out and do something about it. That's my approach.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think you're going to have to do anything because I think you're totally fine.
Okay, good. What's the opposite of narcissistic? Oh, it's isn't there like a...
Maysoon, everybody has to get over to that show at the Wattis that the Kerp kids did.
Oh, yeah. It's up for a little bit longer, yeah? I mean, I think it's been up for a couple weeks so far.
Well, the next show over there is opening on June 1st.
Okay, so it's up for maybe another week.
So get over there. I actually got over there and I saw a little bit of it. I was there for a performance that Jericho De La Rose did after a conversation with Stephanie Sahuko. And Jericho is graduating this year from the UC Berkeley MFA program.
Okay.
People, this is Editor Kate, and I just looked it up, and the MFA show for the UC Berkeley graduates has an artist talk at BAM PFA at 5:30 on May 12th. That is Friday. Okay. That's what's on the calendar. It was inscrutable. We gotta get to all these MFA shows. We also have to get to the SF State MFA show. We announced that last week.
I went
Everybody
to that one. It's
there.
Great, but I'll go back to it with you.
Yes. And wait, you went to it?
Yeah, I told you I went to it.
Maysoon.
What?
Did you see any of the students and hug them? And
I didn't hug them because they don't know me. I hugged one student, Sun Park, who was in a show at the Arts Commission recently.
Okay. And did you cry into their eyes?
No, but I was, I, I did congratulate her with with pure joy.
And did you from my eyes. You weep tears into her open palms?
I didn't. Oh my God. But I did send her really strong rays of light and joy.
Okay, I love that. Well, Maysoon, is the fucking MFA show at UC Berkeley already open? What the hell is going on?
I don't know, man. We should have probably figured this out before we started recording. Anyhow, we could do, I would like to go see MFA shows this year. I'm always neglectful. I apologize, MFA students. It's probably because it's probably stems from my hatred of children.
Oh, sure enough. No, it is opening on Friday, May 12th, and it's going to be up until July 23rd, so you have a good chunk of time to go see that. And I believe that there is going to be an opening reception. And when is that going to be? Come on, UC Berkeley. Haven't you got enough money to give me some information once in your damn life?
Oh, man. And then is Mills having an MFA show? Do we? Yeah, they are. Of course they are.
Yes, I think it's up now.
Okay, so we should go to that too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's MFA season like you wouldn't believe.
It is, of course. One less school. Shit. SFA is not having one.
Yeah, go ahead now because I think Mills is not going to have an MFA program.
Yeah, you better make it to this one. It's open until May 28th. It's called Murmurations.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the artists are Yamina Abdulrahmin, Nana Aforo, Courtney Griffith, Andrea Guskin, Thad Higa, Tianzong Zhang, Lynn Patterson, and Jordan. Oh, this is interesting. Jordan Kalyonohi Sianko. Jordan Kalyonohi Sianko.
Okay, cool.
That was my best attempt, Jordan. And yeah. Small class. They probably have huge amounts of space, which is cool for them. And let's get out there.
Okay, really good. Yeah, we got to get to every fucking show. Maysoon, can we do that, please?
And then, yeah, and then Berkeley.
Can you come get me?
The Berkeley.
Or I'll come get you. Pick a day and I'll fucking come get you.
Well, hold on. When's the Berkeley Art Museum?
Don't try to play games with me, Maysoon.
What?
Want the listeners to know that the Los Angeles, no, I don't want to tell anyone about that.
What, the Lakers and how they fucking suck and the refs suck?
Did they win?
Yeah, they fucking won by 30 points the other day. They demolished us. The refs fucking do anything for LeBron, whatever team he's on.
Well, bad news for you, Maysoon. No matter who wins, Ohio wins because Steph Curry and LeBron James are both from Ohio.
I know. Well, whatever
suck
with Ohio.
It. Suck it, California.
Golden State.
Hey, Maysoon, I have a little something that somebody might want to know.
Okay, yes, please tell me.
They're the Artist in Residence program at the Studio Museum in Harlem is now open for applications. I know a couple artists who it's like a big dream of theirs to go do something over there. And you know, they're... founding initiative was in 1968, and they've been going strong ever since. And so go apply for the Studio Museum Harlem residency. It offers each artist a private studio, and then there's a culminating exhibition. The only thing is you can't be in school. I think you can just go to studiomuseum.slideroom.com. I think it's for three artists of African or Afro-Latina descent.
Got it. Okay, good. That's good to be specific about that.
Yes. And you get a $37,500 stipend.
Damn. That's amazing. That's huge. Everyone, apply for that. I have a question for you. Hopefully you can. Hopefully this is an okay time to talk about it.
Oh my God, what is it?
I was talking to a friend who's a practicing artist, Bay Area artist, who... is just feeling like very unsupported by the Bay Area art scene. Like, you know.
Ugh, yeah.
And I'm just.
I think that's a pretty common feeling amongst Bay Area artists.
I think so too. And I think, you know, I feel somewhat responsible as someone who like works in the arts, you know, not responsible, but kind of responsible.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, from your perspective, like what can arts professionals, administrators, curators, et cetera, do to better support artists? I mean, that's a huge fucking question.
Oh my God. I have no idea, Mason. I mean, I think you're doing a lot. Like, the Arts Commission pays good money for shit. I have no idea. I mean, it's the fucking Rennie Pritikin fucking prescription for sucking dick.
Meaning that's what people should do?
Well, there's like, what do we need? We need more art venues. We need more opportunities. Mm-hmm. We need more funding. We need cheaper rent. We need, like, you know, more support, like, up and down and all around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that's a big part of it.
Okay, but
I also think that there's, like, you know, and this is all just from my own bullshit perspective. People call in. If you have a response to this, like, why do artists who've been in the Bay for a while start to feel just kind of a drop of support? You know, I think that's the thing. I feel like there's lots of support for emerging, like, brand new out of school artists, somewhere in between, like, being brand new baby and being kind of, like, pretty well established.
Yeah.
There's somewhere in between there is not supported.
Yeah.
And I also know artists that find a lot of support outside the Bay Area.
I mean, that seems to be the thing. Like, you have to leave the Bay Area to get recognition from the Bay Area. Which is fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about leaving, but, like, I know artists that still live here and just show elsewhere because they are not getting opportunities here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know why that is. I think that part of it may be that we just don't have enough venues where people feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's like you have a set amount of galleries here or, like, spaces to show work. And they have a set amount of spots to fill up for shows, and that can only support so many people. I don't know. I'm sure there's, like, a more underlying current of, like, you know, misogyny and racism and lots of other things that are also holding people back. Or also, like, what's the content of your work? Like, the Bay Area, I feel like, sometimes is kind of limited in the types of works conceptually that places are more or less supportive of and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's like a fucking Rubik's cube of a million things.
A lot of bullshit.
What do you think?
Well, and then I was going to ask you what your take is on, like, how does social media does and how does social media play a role in artist success?
This is such a huge question.
I know, but I just feel like I need someone to kind of, like, hash it out a little bit. Can you?
Well,
you don't
this
have
is
to.
Funny because I just gave all these talks at colleges.
Okay, great. So perfect. Tell me what you
and
told
so
the...
And so the students were asking about this. Well, I mean, I think that... Jesus Christ. Brad Trammell, like, made his work about social media and on social media and, you know, and wasn't, like, having shows in museums, but was, like, achieving a lot of notoriety for the shit he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, his work was very incendiary. I don't feel like I see him around as much anymore, but his work is very incendiary and it really made sense in that format. I don't know. There's, like, also a part of me that's like, you know, it's more democratizing for people to be able to get their work out on, like, Instagram or whatever than to have to go, like, suck dick of a curator and, like, go through all these gatekeepers to get their work to an audience.
Yeah.
You know, and as opposed to on Instagram, you're going directly to the audience, but then there is the gatekeeper of the algorithm and all the other shit that
well there's also like that
back.
Doesn't necessarily pay like you're not necessarily
well, but
making
neither
a living
does showing
way.
In a museum
right
yeah like
but I guess it maybe feels
on Instagram
like
at least you're not having to give a percentage to anyone, you know, like if you're just directing people to your online store or whatever, you may be able to get like 100% of the money you're making to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give a 50% to a gallery or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know there's lots of artists that are making loads of money on the internet. There's good and bad to that, I think.
They're making loads of money on the internet because their work sells on the internet. Is that what you mean? Like that somehow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do I think that artists are like getting seen by like museums and doing some kind of workaround from that usual like networking tap dance?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I mean, like, that's who I'm thinking of, though, is, like, Hennessy Youngman and, like, Brad Trammell, like, these artists that were on, like, YouTube or wherever, but they were still making art that's very much to graduate degree-holding audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got sucked into, like, or, like, Casey Jane Ellison. I don't know. I'm thinking of a lot of, like, comedy.
I'm looking up everyone.
Comedy art people.
Who's this Casey Jane what?
Casey Jane Allison is a comedian, but she also was like an artist and like did like art world comedy. And so then she'd like get, you know, recognized by like museum people and shit like that. I don't know. Okay, so that's on one hand. On the other hand, it's like everyone is on Instagram. I don't know that more people make it on social media than in the regular art world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's because loads of people put their art on Instagram and it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know that it's, I think there's just like upsides and downsides. I do think that the people that are like having a complete mental freak out that like social media is like destroying art or that you have, I don't know. I just think like,
finish
honest
your
to
thought
God,
on that. What was that?
I mean, I think we should freak out about everything. Like, I do think that we should have a lot of consciousness around what...
And criticality.
God, who gives a shit what I think about it anyway?
Just
read
shut up
some
and keep
James
talking.
Bridle. Okay, well, I'll put a couple articles for people who have, like, thought about this more deeply and more succinctly than I have.
Okay,
but
great. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I just hear people freaking out about, like... I don't know. I'm making a straw man right now, but I do hear people freaking out that art schools are closing on one hand because they're being mismanaged, but also because students don't want to go there anymore and because it's too much debt for basically no guarantee that you're ever going to pay that debt off. And then also, like, you can just fucking get Procreate on your iPad for $15 and make, like, really good looking, like, illustrations and whatever else. Post it on Instagram and you can like sell your work. Like, you don't need a fucking degree. You don't need a bachelor's degree to do that. And you can be making your living as an artist or like posting it on TikTok or YouTube or whatever. I hear a lot of people freaking out that like the art world as we know it, that like I came up in, where it's like, oh, you go to art school, you go to graduate school, you know, maybe you get gallery representation or you get a teaching position and then da-da-da-da-da, right?
Right.
That's kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
But I'm not shedding any tears for that because that was a pyramid scheme in itself.
Right. No, I agree. Like, yeah, that's a good point.
You know, like, what? That's bananas that we are...
mourning that.
Yeah, like, that was a very fucked up system. And I think MFAs have only existed since, like, the 70s. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this was something, like, age old.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of where I stand. I think everything is bullshit and we need to run into the fucking hills.
Okay.
I really ranted hard.
No,
there.
It's good though.
I might have to put some kind of music in the background
to help
chill
people
it
kind
all
of
out.
Like really, yeah. Sort of maybe you could slow it down even. Like, go.
And I would also just say that like our institutions and our social medias, our algorithms are all racist and misogynist and all the things that have all the prejudices that have permeated our culture permeate our digital culture as well.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. Yeah. Yeah. I sometimes feel there's this feeling of like, if you're not on social media, you are forgotten. Like there's a sort of out of sight, out of mind kind of vibe too. So
yeah.
It just seems like the more you like post and like blast off about yourself, the more you're seen and the more you might get opportunities or attention. I don't know if that's still the case, but that's always been my sort of feeling about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a lot of artists that are really tight-fisted about what they post online.
Uh-huh.
And will like maybe post that they have an opening, but they're not like blasting off with like a bunch of studio progress reports and
right.
Shit like that. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's still a lot of just like going and talking to people face to face. I don't know though. I don't know fucking anything.
Well, you're an artist in this.
I'm retired.
Shut up. Anyhow, I appreciate you giving some feedback on that, just because I you know, there's only so much I don't know anything. I feel like half the time I'm like, I don't know, how can I support people? I'm always trying to figure out how to support people better, but it's a little bit tricky.
We gotta go and motherfucking assess every motherfucker in an elected office.
Well, that's definitely true. Kate.
Well, I'm gonna bleep that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We gotta fucking join. We have to join together and fucking rise up against the ruling class. That's the only way anything's gonna change.
That's true.
Okay, well, I think that really got, that bought us a lot of time.
Cool. Was that like a good thing to end
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you're the fucking king of the show always.
Yeah, right. Anywho, okay, Glad. Mason. Thank you for that.
Well, I'm a slime baby and I have to go back to the floor so I can eat dust out of the corner of the floor.
From your bridge?
From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations, Pine Tree.
I forgot to get in on that.